They let us just start again from the Gemara on Daf Nun Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanon Machat Shenimtzeis Ba'ivei Beis HaKoisois Mitzad Echot Ksheira. If the Machat punctured one oir, the inside oir, so it's kosher. Mishnei Tzadim, if it punctured both oiris, it's treifa. Nimtza Oleo Kaire Dam, if we find on the Machat some dam, Biyadua Shalifne Shchita, so we know that this occurred before Shchita, so it's treifa. Loi Nimtza Oleo Kaire Dam, if there's no dam on the Machat, Biyadua Shalachar Shchita, so it occurred after the Shchita, and the behemah is not treif. Higlid piyamake, if there is a scab, a crust, on the piyamake, biyodua sheshloisha yomim kaidem shchite. So we know that this occurred 3 days before the shchite. And therefore, if the tabach, the lekeach, purchases it toich gimel yomim, so it's a mekach tois. Loi higlit pia make. But what if there is no crust on the make? Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olav orayim. So then, if the tabach, the lekech, wants to say that you sold me a behemoth treife, we have no way of knowing when it became nitraf. Did it become nitraf after the tabach had purchased it, or did it become nitraf before the tabach purchased it? So the halach is amoitzi mechaveiroi olavarai. Let us see Rashi on this halach. Loi uglad piyamake. Ikelis vuke. There's no crust, there's no skeb on the make. So we have a suffix. Ikoidem mekechave. Did this occur before the Mekach? Ila'acha Mekach habe. Or did it occur after the Mekach? Vala tabach, shehu meitzi miyodoi, so the tabach was the lekeach, the mistame kol kamed lo yoiv zuzi, lo yoiv lechiyuse, mistame before he paid for it, he wouldn't give him the behemoth. So, mistame, the Moichel has the money by him, and now the Tabach, the Likeach, wants back his money. He says that when I purchased it, it was already treif. V'olav lohavi raye shekoy demekechave, the misveike loy mavkinan mamoine mechazoke. At Misofik, he can't be mighty mamon from a muzik, since the Moichel has the money now. In the Lekeach, once the Taina, it was treif before he purchased it, so it's a Mekach Tois. He has no proof to that. Could be became treif after he purchased it. So you can't be mighty mumming from the Meicha without a Raya. Let us see Taisvis. Ha mighty mechaveiroi olav a Raya. Perish. So Taisus says, Alolekeach lehoviraya, Sheburshus moicher nitrefo. The Lekeach has to bring a rayim that it was nitraf burshus amoicher. Af al pi sheloinosan mois adai. So Taisus is chaylik an Rashi. Taisus says, Afilu. The Lekeach as yet did not give money. And now the Meicher says, give me the money. And the Lekeach says, who says I owe you money? Maybe it was treif when I bought it already. Af al pi shalei nosan mois adayin, kan nimtso v'kan hoyu, k'd'oma v'soif perek hamada. I mean, it's in Bemison, there's enough in the Gemara in Subis, that there's a concept of kan nimtso, kan hoyu, and I assume that the reyese occurred in the rishus that it was found. We'll come back in a minute to try to elaborate, to understand this concept. So, be'emesin, so the lashon of ha'meitz mechaveri olav araya is, that's not the tam. The din is that the lekech has to give the money. It's not ha'meitz mechaveri, the meich doesn't bring any ra. So, the whole lashon is a difficult lashon. So Mestame, it's speaking about that he gave the money already. So that's why he says such a lashon. But the halacha is not because Amayt Mechaveri Olavaraya. The halacha is because there's a concept of Kan Nimtza Kan Hoya. And then is The Chassam Sefer is Metama and Rashi. Tosfos is saying over a Gemara in Ksubis. I mean, that's what Rashi said. The reason it can't tie was Nitra because the Meicher is a Musak and the money. I mean, it's not true. The Gemara says a Fulu the Lekeich has money has to pay. Alt kan nimtza kan hoya. Now let us try to understand for 3 minutes. What is this concept of kan nimtza kan hoya, which is a very difficult concept to understand? The Shmaitze, in Shmaitze Beis Perik Dalet, says as follows. Tabach shalokach behime. A tabach bore behime. Venevda, a tabach alekech bore behime. Venevda, and it's lost. Viteveya ha meicha adomim, and the meicha says, no, that's not my fault that it's lost. I mean, you owe me the money. So the lekeach is a shtikolam, so the lekeach says, I owe you money. Maybe it's a treife. Maybe it's a mekach tois. No, what? Roi behemis anat treife. No, in herchen b'momenach ha-reif. Merdik. Ani leyotzim. So he comes to say that, listen, it's lost, we can't be mevara, if it's a treif or not, maybe it's a treif, so he can't be mighty moment for me. So the Shmaitzer says he can't tiny such a tiny. Why not? The kivin, the leke, mokim, reyesil, esapek, there's a suffix if it's a treif, there's a psareyes, Vadai loy machsin el esfek. You can't make it. Maybe it's a treife. You have no right to declare maybe it's a treife. And so he says, Vahodain hulchin b'momin acha roiv haino heiched asofik lefaneinu. We have a sofik, and roiv is going to be mevara the sofik. Then there's a din, ein hulchin b'momin acha roiv. But if I have no sofik whatsoever, there was a behema was sold, and now it is the clear blue sky, I say, maybe it was a treife. So the Shmaitzer says, you have no right to declare that maybe it was a treife. So memele, yimuchuyiv tokay. Fine. The imkain, zok the Shmaitzer weiter. So this is yesod number aleph. That if there's no reyese befoneinu, it's possible that it's a treife, but you have no right to declare it's a treife. If there's no reis, you have no right to declare. V'imkein, b'machat shenimtza hareis lefoneinu shegoyrem hasofik. Here we found a machat. What was the story? The lekeach went and shechted the behemoth. And now we see the behem is a treife. Now we see that the behem is a treife. And I have a suffix. Did it become treife after he purchased it? Or was it already treife in the reshus of the moicha? The machat shenimtza reyes lefaneinu shegoyre masofik. That's why I see it's treif. Now we have a suffix when did it become treif? Eimer hoysa treife bekoidem. Mikoidem. Maybe it was treif before he bought it. Uboze omru hach klole. Kol mi shenoyled asofik bershusoy olav lahavi raye mishum dein machzikin reyese mershus lershus. That means in your reshus, I see, by you, I see you was treife. Say, maybe you was treife by the moichet. You had any raya. The raya was found in this reshus. Now I see it's treife. To be moira, maybe was treife by the moichet. So to make a raya in another reshus, which I have no legitimate right to clear this raya. I have no way chochet this. It could be. But he says, just like when it lost, it also could be that it was treife. The ein marzikin reyese mirshus lushus. To be marzika reyese, because now I see a reyese in this rishus. So I should say, maybe there was already a reyese by the meiches rishus. There's no such thing. Ein marzikin reyese mirshus lushus. The kivin the bereyese, the rishus ze, loy mora lushus achares. That's what, so that means that just like the Shmaitzer gave a moshul, just like if the moich would have sold me a baim, and I have no reyes whatsoever, and it's lost now, and he says, pay for the baim, so I'll say, maybe you were treife, so you have no right to claim, maybe you were treife, you have no reyes whatsoever. Some will say, maybe it's treife, you have no right to claim. So the same din is in two reshuyes. If we found that that it's treif by the lekeach, so we claim maybe when it wasn't the reshus moichet was treif. We have no raglaim ledova. It could be. Everything could be. But I have no reyes that it was treif for reshus moichet, so you have no right to clear about the reshus moichet. That's the longest of kan nimtzo, kan hoyo. By you I find the reyes. So Memela, I have no right to declare that the Reyes occurred in a different rishus. Now Gavurche, the Gemara says a similar halacha. What is the din of a isha got married? And they found mumin. They found mumin by the isha. So the shah is when she got these mumin. If she had these mumin before, so it's a mekach tois. She didn't want to marry an isha with mumin. She got the mumin now, b'shus abal. So then it's not a mekach tois. The mum was noiled by her, by him. So the Gemara says the same thing. Kan nimtzo kan noya. We didn't know anything about mum until now. In your reshus, we found mum. It could very well be they came before. But I have no right to be machzik this reyes that it happened in a different reshus. So memele, I found the reyes in this reshus. So I have no right to be machzik the reyes in a different reshus, and therefore I assume that she got mumen after she got married, so there's no mekach tois. So this is the same thing. If the lekeach, there was a reyes reshus a lekeach, I have no right to declare that there was that maybe there was a reyes reshus a moichem. So therefore the lekeach is mechuyev to pay if he didn't pay. Vehitcha harav yontif. The benide perik haroye kesem tanya. Bodka atzma vachaluke. Yed rochel and Leia. Leia was baidik herself. She was baidik her beged. And, she saw that the beged is toyer. The beged is noki and she doesn't have any dam. Vishilta lechavota. And she lent it to the Chavata, and the Chavata looks at the Beged, and now she sees that the Beged is a kesem on it. So it says like this, he tahira, so she knows that she was baiting the Beged before she lent it, so by her there's no shayla, he tahira. The Chavata toila, but the Chavata can say, maybe you made a mistake, maybe you weren't baiting well, maybe the kesem happened by you. That's what the Gemara says. L'mayin afkamine, amaforish rav sheis the linyan dinet na. It was speaking about na legabi tumah v'tara, legabi chayshem mishpat. That means that who's mechuyev to launder the beged? Now there's a stain on the beged. So if she got the beged with a stain, yibrochel l'leya, Leia got the beged with a stain, so I'm not mechuyev to launder the beged. There was a stain on it from before. You say that there wasn't a stain. Fine, you can say that. But I should have to pay money because you said that's there's no such thing. So legabi the achiyev chayshen mishpat. Legabi achiev choshen mishpat to pay for the laundering, leia kintaine, maybe the stain was already by you. Maybe the stain was by you. The stain was found by leia, not by lochem. But leia kintaine, maybe there was a stain here already by you, you didn't recognize it. So Taisa says, Amayadi kikashe. Here we just said this upsa concept, kan nimsa kan hoya. The stain was found by Leah. Maybe it was by Loch. Could be. That's true. But we didn't find the stain. I mean, the stain was found by you, so we should say, Kanim Sekanoi. It was Nishadish by you. Not it was from before. That's Kaisus Kash. Meforish Rav Sheshel Din Yindina Tanan, Le Mechaiv Chavoto Lechabes Habegin, Vamai Lo Yemrinen Kanim So Vekanoyu, Kamoi Gabi Heimed Ahochet. By Behema, we say, we found the Reyes, by the Rishus of the Leker. We say it was Nishadish in the Rishus of the Leker. The Gabi Mumin, the Saif Hamada, the Yeshloima, the Loidomi. So Taisa says two Terutzim. The Vadai, Kedei, Lekayim, Hamecha, Oya Kedushin, that's the Shittim Betzis. Svaru damrinen hochi, shayim ha-moyche lulekech, kach poroscho, shebeshuscho nitrefo, vovayim lebal, kach ishtecho, shebeshuscho noilet ha-mum, vein lonu levato ha-maise ha-ze. Now, Taisvis seems to say, amuridike yesod. This lomdis, this is a lomdis that kanimsa kan hoya. I have no right to think that if the reyes was found in one rishus, I have no right, even though in possibilities, it's very possible that it happened. We're not talking about percentages or possibilities or probabilities. I mean, if it became treif, the shows if it became treif today or yesterday, which in possibilities could be came treif yesterday, came became treif today. Afal pikein. There's a halacha. You have no right, since the reyesa was found by you, you have no right to clear. Maybe there was a reyesa before. So this is not a svore. This is a halacha. That's halacha. You have no right to be marzik reyes and other issues. So Taisva says, this halacha was said if there was a maise mekach. And now you want to be mevatel the mekach. There was a Maisa Kedushin, and now you want to be Mevatel the Kedushin. Because maybe it was Treftan, maybe you had the Mum in there. So you want to be Mevatel a Maisa Mekach or a Maisa Kedushin with this maybe. And that is a Svorit to be Mevatel a Mekach with a Reyesa that was not found in the Rishus that you want to say that it occurred. You cannot be mevatel hamekach. That means we have tarti l'tevuse. That means there was a ma'isek, it was sold. We know. Maybe it was a mekach tois, yeah. But where did we find the treifus that should make it a mekach tois? We found it by the lekeia. So there's a tziruf of two factors. Number one, there was a ma'isek mekach. You want to be mevatel the mekach? Because maybe it was treif from before. I shouldn't have to pay. But, and that we say, to be mevatel the mekach, to be marzik hareis, and maybe it happened in a different rishus. That I don't say. I don't say to be mevatel a mekach. So now Taisis is giving a hagdore in the din of kanimsa kanhoye. Kanimsa ve kanhoye is not stamos doi. I have no right to clear. You have no right to clear to be mevatel a mekach, mevatel a kedushin. That means you want to be oik or something. Want to be oiker something. And that, kanimsa kanhoya says, you're not bekoyach to be oiker the previous maise kinyan or maise kedusha. But if you're not oiker anything, that means in the case of the Gemara Nida, that means you tell Leah, you have to pay for the laundering bills because we found the kesem by you. So since you found it by me, we can't clear maybe it happened by Roch. We can't clear. We're not being oiker anything. There was no maise kinyan. So memele, so Taisis is saying in the first teretz, the whole concept of kanimsa kanhoyo was only said that to say that it happened in the previous rishus, you'd be oiker amaisa kinya amaisa kedushin. Al salamdus al kanimsa kan hoy. I have no right to assume that it happened in the previous rishus in order to be oiker amaisa kinya. But if it's not a gay and a kira of a maisa kinyin, it's something to think about. So over here, there's a plain shayla. You found a kesem by Leia. Is Leia mechuyif to pay? So Leia says, "Taka, we found it by me, but could be it was already by Rachel also." And since there's no akir, you want to maybe chayiv me money? I'm not mechuyif to pay. Maybe the kesem was here from before. That's one teretz in Taisus. So in the first teretz of Taisus, Taisus is whittling down this lumdus of kaninsa kan hoya that was only said if there was a previous maisa kinyan and you want to be maisa reyes to be mevatel oike the maisa kinyan. One teretz. Teretz number two. Ve'oid gabi cholok lo'ilam hu b'rshus harishayin abalas cholok shleiboli dey ha'shenis b'teres mechel b'teile shayla. The whole concept that you assume that the reyes occurred in this reshus and not in the previous reshus, so the adava rashol is not called its b'rshus shayil, it's b'rshus mashal, wasn't sold to the shayil. So it's not called, I'm clearing that it occurred in a different rishus. Again, when I'm using yours, a shayil is pshat, I'm using your chaluk. So it's not pshat that the reya was found in a different rishus. It's everything is the rishus marshal. So memela, so in this rishus, we can clear, when did the kesem occur? Did it occur before she borrowed it or after she borrowed it? The Gemara says that when there's a machat, there should be blood on the machat. Given the machat mischach abesocha be attached to the machat within koitz v'chol davar, eidah midakom ahosam lekem midi lemischach. If there's nothing that the dam should get attached to, then afilu there's no dam, so I don't have a raya that it happened after the shrita. But if you have something that it could attach to, then no dam is right. Happened after the shrita. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omalei Rav Safcha labaye. Chozi mar haitzu v'merabonon. The osi memarove. There was a psa Talmud Chochem that came from Eretz Yisrael. V'oma Rav Avire Shmeini. My name is Rav Avire. Va'omar ma'ase ubo lefonai lefnei Rebbe machat shenimtzeis ba'ovei beis hakodesh. It was a ma'ase by Rabbeinu Hakodesh, and they bring down over here. This should have been azokin isa brachas, as it must have been azokin muflag, because by the times of Abai, a yid comes. It was a ma'ase by Rabbeinu Hakodesh. And he's telling over a ma'isa what he witnessed by Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Machat shenimtzeis be'evi beis hakoshes mitzad echot. It was a machat mitzad echot. The tofo. And he said it's treif. This person is saying, we had a barai said that machat shenimtzeis be'evi beis hakoshes mitzad echot ksheref. Only the made a naked in one oyer. So it's kosher. Here he's saying over that Mitzad Rebbe said it's treif. Amor dekezach. So Abaye, the person comes and says, "Psak for Rabbeinu Hakodesh." Shalach lei. So he sent. He should come to him. This Rabbi Avira should come to Abaye. Lo yosa legabe. He didn't come to him. Let's be a malamet zchus. If we say it was a yid hazakin, some emailer, we'll see. So he didn't. Wasn't bekeirch to come to Abaye. No, Abaye. So he doesn't come to me. Abaye. Here's a halacha which he never knew. It's a merdik halacha. Ozel hu legabei. So he went to him. I mean, he has to hear this halacha. It's a merdik zach. Avikoi ya igre. So this person. This Rabbi Avira was on the roof. Oma, neches ma, v'neisi, please come down from the roof, I want to hear Klal de Maise. Leinoches, he didn't go down. Abaye tells him to come down, he doesn't come down. Again, let's say, it's a chal t'riyid, so I got up to the face of the Bokoa, Leinoches. No, so what did Abaye do? Salaku legabei, so he went up on the roof. Salaku legabei, the Miri is a pesazoi, the shtaimim over here, Abaye, the god of Adair, the Shrabavira, was he wasn't from the, from the Gedalim. He wanted to hear Psyana Zuktibsa, a shtiktaire, which Abaye never heard. It's not Lafi Kvoida, Muskate on here. So he'll be Mavaz himself, so he went up to here. Fine. So now Abaye is up on the roof. Tell me, what was the mice? I mean, you sang over Melodica mice. Omalei. So he says, he told them, Mapta Knesiyas Ano. He was, he used to take care of the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash of Rebbe. He used to go and bring them there in the morning. He took them out at night. Leila Ano, Leila Me Rebbe Rabbe. And I was standing in front of Rabbi. I brought in the Talmidim. They were sitting in front of him. And there was a Beis HaKoisis. That was Mitzadecha. There was a Nekev Mitzadecha. And we'll see, just to understand the Maisa a little better, the Maisa was as follows. They had found a machat in the inside. There was a machat in the inside. But the Beis HaKoisis was already turned inside out, that the inside should be facing Rebbe. She's able to study the Beis HaKoisis better, how far this Nekev went, how far this machat went. So then, Rebbe went and turned it, he made that the outside should be facing him. So he's a Brochelin's pshat, that he found some dam on the outside oil. V'chumen keneged the nekev on the inside. V'tofa. And he said, it's treif. Ba'oma, and Rebbe said, if it didn't puncture the outside oil, so how could there be dam, mechuvin mamish keneged, the outside oil, mechuvin keneged the hole in the inside? That was the maise. A big deal. So what was the maise? So the maise was, so Rebbe saw, in the beginning he saw there was a nekin on one side, and he turned it inside out, and he found that there was dam on the other side. So he said, look, so it's both sides. So it's a nekin from Mishnei Atzodim, so it's straight. Om alei torach tarye o triach lohu gavre. I had to be matrich, I had to be matrich myself, to go to him and then go up on the roof, to find out masnisini. Hemses of Beis HaKoisis Shenikva Lachutz. It's enough in the Mishnah Chul. He's told me, I said, I said, Rabbi, that if it's Nikva Lachutz means that there was a neck of Mephulish who went through. Pashtait Zech, it's straight. Rabbeinu HaKodesh saw from the dam that there's a neck of Lachutz. That's what Rabbeinu HaKodesh saw. Others want to say, I think the Rashba wants to say, so, that there's a machlokes. This ma'ase, the Rebbe, there was a nekev on the inside. Rebbe turned it inside out to see was tutzach on the other side. Was he mechuyev to do this? Yes or no? It's a machlokes. So the Rashba says he's mechuyev to do. He's mechuyev to do. You see a nekev on one side, now turn it inside, to see if you mechuyev to take see what's on the other side. It's a race. You have to see what's on the other side. So this Rabbi Avira thought that Yogizuk Tashtik Taira. And he saw that Rebbe turned it inside out to be Baidik the other side. So Mamele, if so he had something what to say. I mean, he came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over, he saw an hoge from Rebbe, you have to turn it over. Abaye held, that's push it. I mean, that's push it. If you see that one, you have to look on the other side. So it's not a big deal. So Mamele, so Abaye was insane and such. I was matrich myself. So much to, it's enough in the Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Machat shenimtzeis. Mafta Rabbi Virishmani Rabbi Virishmi. Sholach le'abay deleisa legabay. Mafta knesiyas ano. Machnis umaytzi talmidom. I bring in the talmidim. I take them. Tell them to leave. Umaasvam umamidom leilach lebeis hamedrash. Leila me Rabbi Rabbe, me Rabbi Rabbo, the big Rabbi, me Rabbi Yehuda Anosi, Ravuna Tzipirov, Rabbi Yosi Mado. The shell is what, why the Gemara says this, what is Rashi saying over here? So does Esther. Machat shenimtzes baby beisakoises bebifnim, mitzad echot, shtoy hoysa niris mi bachutz, vahofcho lebeisakoises lezad achitzin, so the Yisabroch wants to say Al Hamachat is very unclear. Motza Kineget Piya Mi Bachutz Kairetam. Al Hamachat he doesn't understand. He says if you can be Moichik, it will be much easier understood. Omar Imein Make Zu Yaitis Luchutz Dam Zeminayin Ka Torach Triach Lohu Gavres Rabbi was Mesainen. Kama itrachto lo isa yeish al asma yo yoima she itrichoi ze lova yetzloi. He was matriach himself, lova yetzloi. Yeah. Lishna chine torach tarye. Kmoi de tarye le reishe, damrin elel. It others say he... Other says, Haloshen Ra'odo, Vayme Bechinam Tarachti Lovoi, She'ein Kan Dovo Chidush. There's no Dovo Chidush. Perhaps I could say in the Kudi, I don't know if this is Emes, but is a Ramban ala Teire. The Ramban says that yes, a pertinent shaila. The Rabbein Shlom told Avraham Avinu that he's going to have a child. And then he didn't tell Sarah. He didn't tell Sarah. But the Malachim came and they told Sarah. So the Ramban asks, why didn't he tell Sarah? Surah Taiva, no? So the Ramban says one time he was busy, he made milin, and he was mouth the whole he didn't have koyach poshe to tell Sarah. He didn't have koyach. In the meantime, the malachim came. So I asked Akash, he didn't have koyach to tell Sarah. He's sitting outside, kechayim ayim, he's waiting for Eichim, and then he sees an Eich, and he comes, and he runs, and does it. And as it starts in the home, I mean, he should have gone and tell Sarah. I mean, for this he had koyach, for this he didn't have koyach. So my story is Avraham Avinu, every ounce of koyach that he had was measured. He had X amount of koyach. He could do two chasodim. He could do a chesed of achnos esorichim, or tell Sarah. He didn't have koyach to do both. So he held the koyach that I have is, I'll use it for achnos esorichim. So Sarah won't find out now, and I'll get more koyach, so I'll tell Sarah. That was the cheshbon of Avraham Avinu. Every minute ounce of koyach was measured by Avraham Avinu. So it could be that chat over here in Abaya was Messiah and he was Matrich. So what was Thomas grumbling? I mean, the koyaches of Abaya had X amount of koyaches. He could have used these koyaches for something else. Or if he's telling him a new Allah, no, Memela, so it's Kibai, all the tiches. But he's telling him something he knew, so he was talking Messiah and talking, he was Matrich himself. For such things, so by Matrich doing this, Mustama, he lost koiches for doing something more choshev. Nafla minagak. We had in the Mishnah, and let us just see the lashon of Rashi in the Mishnah, perhaps then I saw tonight a Beis Halevi that says Pshat and Rashi. The Mishnah says, Nafla min agag. Let us see Rashi in the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. So Rashi says, Nafla min agag, v'shochta miyat reifa. Af al pi she'ein shever nirebo. Even though we don't see, after you shechted it, you opened it up, nothing's broken. Choshishin she'nisrasku v'nispalku evorer, v'chayish, maybe was nisrasik devorm, devorm that jolted up. Then Rashi says, v'intam betreifis, shalocha l'moyshe misinayu. Shalocha l'moyshe misinayu. Rashi wasn't taught, v'intam betreifis, shalocha l'moyshe misinayu. V'gmora omashim, shosa meisles, v'shoch tekshere, v'afo pi shaloy omta. V'gmora says, if you waited a meisles, so it's kosher. Amod namaise. If you shecht it now, it's treif. If you wait a meisles, and it's still alive after meisles, it's kosher. So the Beis Halevi in Chelek Beis Simen Lamed Aleph brings down the Rashba Shita and Rashi Shita. The Rashba Shita is that if we shocht a teich mesles, it's also. If it shocht after mesles, it's mutter, and you have to be baidiket. After you shocht, you have to be baidiket for hisakei borim. You have to be baidiket, see, but you shechted afterwards, now you buy the for Rissi Kivorim. So the Rashba asks, if you buy the kit for Rissi Kivorim afterwards, you know, it fell, these are facts of life, so you have to be buy the kit for Rissi Kivorim. So he says, so why can you be buy the kit before? So the Rashba says, the Afar Gav the Nisrasku, Mikoma came Loiniker Harissi. It could be the matzav of that the behemoth is now, even though it was nisrasik, could be the fall affected the behemoth so much that it's not nikar. You can't tell yet what happened. If it was shosa meisles kva nisrasik tiva, now it got stronger. Now you can recognize a risik. Now make a bedika. That's what the Rashba says. So the Rashba explains that the risuk, the first 24 hours, you cannot be makir the risuk. That's the Matzis Advarim. You can't be makir. So I shecht it, and I'm boidek it, and everything looks good, well, and fine. But could be there's a risuk Advarim, which is not discernible through Bedika. After 24 hours, it got a little bit through its kaychus. Now you can tell if there was a risuk or not. That's how the Rashba says. But he says Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says something else. Rashi also seemed to ask this kasha. And Rashi says, Aloch l'moyshe misinai. Treifes is aloch l'm... Ve'ein tam betreifes shaloch l'moyshe misinai. So the Beis Halevi explains what does Rashi hold. So he says Rashi holds whatever you can see after 24 hours, you can see before 24 hours. You can see it. I mean, the Rashi says, as you say, the meisles, you can't see it. Rashi says, you can see it now also. So, and I shecht it in the 24 hours, and I don't see anything. So that Rashi says, the ein tam letreifes, V'teich meisles mitrefe me'aloch l'moyshe misinai, af al gav de botkuhu, v'loi nimtza boishem reise. V'chazinun de risuk kal, she'einoi minker klal, asure teich meisles, ad she'toshev lebriyuse, and then you need a bigger risuk. It's a very interesting thing. There's two, the base, a lady says, the Rashi holds, there's two types of risuk eivorim. There's a risuk eivorim which is discernible. You'll open up the behemoth, you'll be able to tell. This risk of bomb, you can tell if you opened it up an hour after it fell. This risk you can tell an hour after it fell, you can tell 24 hours after it fell. And that risk is taka matrix. But there's another risk that you can't tell in the first 24 hours. And this risk is matrix for 24 hours. This risk that is you can't tell is matrix the first 24 hours. What pshat in this? Rashi says, ain't tam l'treifes, it's aloch l'moish mitzina. Zut the Beis Halevi, it comes out according to Rashi, amoyr dike chedush, and he says, what is the din? If the behemah fell, and they were chayl of the behemah, then it lived, then the 24 hours later they shechted it. So he says, you're not allowed to drink, that's called chalop on a treifes. This is a behemoth that is treif for 24 hours. It has this risuk in it, which is not nearer to the naked eye. This risuk is a teira asr. What's that talk about? It's going to live. We see it's going to live. This risuk is a teira asr. That's a loch l'moshe misina. You cannot eat a behemoth that is a risuk that is not nearer to the naked eye for the first 24 hours. So it's treif, he says, if you are chayl of it, it's chalav of a treif. After 24 hours, now there's only a second risik, which you can tell. If you see this risik, it's treif. If you don't see this risik, it's kosher. Fine. So we have a machloikis, so we have a very halacha, which is difficult to understand. The first 24 hours, you shecht it and you bite it, and you don't see anything, it's treif. So the Rashba says, because you can't tell the first 24 hours, although there was a risk. And Rashi held this up, a different type of a risk, which asks the first 24 hours. Okay, now let's go to the Gemara. Nafla minagat. Omar Ravune, hiniach behima lamaila. A person had a behime, and it was lamaila. Ubo umotza lamaila. It's on the roof. Ubo umotza lamato. And now it's on the ground. How it got there is beyond its comprehension. One of two things. Either it fell, or it jumped off. Yep, but I don't know. Ein choyshishin mishum risuke eborim. I don't have to declare als risuke eborim. We'll see why. I assume that, you don't say it fell, I assume that it jumped. And we'll see later if a behemoth has the courage to jump, the behemoth knows when it can jump or not. The behemoth is a maven on that. So if the behemoth, it feels capable of jumping, such a jump will not make risa kibon, and the behemoth knows what it's capable of doing. Ahu gadye da havale le ravine. Ravine had a goat. The chose chushle bi ipuma. The behemoth, here he brings down the picture. The Sichas Chulin, there was like, this Gadya was like on the second floor, and there was a opening in the roof, and this Gadya was on the second floor, and it saw Chushla, it saw barley on the first floor, and it seems the barley was very tempting. Jumped, Nofal Meigra La'aret. So they came to Ravashi, they asked the Shaila, what's the din over here? Omale, so he said like this, Ha the Omar Rav Une Heniach Behema Lamaila, Ubo Motso Lamata in Choshishim Yishim Risuke Eborim, what's Pshat? You can say two Pshatim. Pshim Deis Lamidi Lamisrach, that means there could be that when the Behema jumps down, it can brace the fall by attaching itself to the wall, even though it's a vertical wall, but a behemoth is a koyach to hold onto the wall, and that will brace the fall. So memele, so that's why Rav Huna said that it's kosher, because a behemoth has this koyach of lemisrach to attach itself, to hold on. But over here, in this case, and by this Gadya was mamish, there was a skylight in the middle of the room. There was nothing to hold on to. Vahai, less like midi lemisrach. Oy dilme, but maybe the svar of Rav Huna is different. Mishum da'om da'nafsha. not because I assume, because here's what to hold on. If a behemoth jumped on its own accord, so it was mishayer that it's bekayach to jump without doing damage to itself, and memele, and I assume that vaynami omda nafsha. So here also, vaynami omda nafsha. So because that's the lumdis. The lumdis is that I assume, if I do not know how it occurred, so I assumed, I assumed that it jumped on its own accord, and I can assume that the behemoth is capable of evaluating its own koiches, and there would be no risk involved. What does Rashi say? Lamaila begag, lamata lo, say, choshe shenhoi vole reino shenof, we did not see that it fell, and choshe shishem on ischaska berer, ashoi semai sleskid in the fula, or suka seborim, tamidim masnis, and gabi yoifim, sho semai sles, vishof takshayra, bekefet semai le lechashin lochi. If it jumped by itself, I do not have to fear that there was risa geborim. Hu gad yidav le ravina begag, vahava rube begag, there was a skylight in this gag, what is the lumdis of Rafuna? Do you say the lumdis is from the is la midi la misrach? Shleikovta derech aruba. In the case of Rafuna, did not jump through a skylight. Ala betzide hagak. It jumped from the side of the roof. Masreches atzma bekeisolim. It holds onto the walls. The kaifetzvitz and jumps, but it has something to hold on to. So this braces the fall. But for high less lay midil misrach, sharuba inus mucha lakaisel, mamish in the middle of the room. The omda navshim gavoyal or yais midaina kaifetzvitz. An animal can be oimid navsha that if it's too high, it won't jump. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Er wird zu sei sie sei dog im nof of le holler to come up skin the lot of the whole half of the bedika le boy if it would start walking now after the fall, that's also a simon that it's in good health. That's equivalent to a sless. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Ha hui imrese da havi be Rav Chavive. There was a sheep that belonged to Rav Chavive. Vahave shodron kari basraise. The back feet were dragging. It was walking and it was schlepping with the back feet. Omar Rav Yemer, so Rav Yemer said, you know what's pshat? Aishe groine nokte. There's a cramp in the back feet. And he diagnosed it. He says there's a cramp in the back feet and that's why it's schlepping the foot, but don't make a nasik out of it. Maskiv lo Ravina, you have here two Amiroim diagnosing this behemoth. So Ravina said, Vidulma chuta shedre ifsuke, maybe something more serious. Maybe the chuta shedre became nifsak, and that's why it's dragging the back feet. But kuo, so they shechted it. Ashkechu ke Ravina, stacker like that. Was taki that the chuta shedre was nifsak. But we pass in like Rav Yehme, Shagruna Shriach Chuta Shedra Lo Shriach. Don't have to clap. That means this is, you can be toile. If you see that it's dragging the feet and I have a natural sibe that I could attribute that why it's dragging the feet, I do that. Oma Ravune Schorim Amenakrim Ze Ese. You have two Schorim, two Elim, that are Menakrim Ze Ese, they're fighting one fighting the other. Someone told me he was on a farm and he saw this. He says, it's Mamish Meredik. It was like thundering. They go and one into the other. The child is going to be the who's going to be the Bailam and who's going to be the Nichna? And they pack a fight till one decides to be Nichna to the other. הסחורים המנקרים זה זה, אין חוששי משום ריסוקי איבור. יהי הזץ וממש, you don't declare for ריסוקי איבור. אף אגב דמידווי וקיימה, even though you see one is groaning and thus, and some stomach he's paining, Simra Balmu de Noketlo, he got hot, could be he got fever, but you don't have to clear, you don't have to clear that, that it was Rissa Kevorm. This Pu'ula does not make Rissa Kevorm. Enofo la'ara vadei chashina. But if it was nofo la'ara vadei chashina. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, דאב שודרן קארי בסרייסר, רגלה אחרינים היו נגרורם אחר. שגרונה, they say this is cramps, הלכסה כרב יעמד לי מזדקקינו למידק שעבהמס לשודרן קארי, you don't have to be בוידק, you can be toile, this is not a serious, this is not something serious, that would it's dragging its feet. סחורים אלים, דמדווי דויגים וקויבים, סימרי חמימס, כמי אישתה צמירתה. פרסי טייסוויס, אבי שגרן קארי בסרייסס, טייסוויס לא יבין נפיל למד, it's not talking about the fell, this is how much I, you saw it started dragging its back feet. נופל לערו חוששי, אף על גב, ונפילה באינון עד שייפל מעשור התפוחם. בקטייסס הקשה, by נפילה יניד, it should fall 10 תפוחם, כדי ספק שר שנוגח הספורת. ומקרייסה דטור הדר הלכה לארבו תפוחם, so here there was not a נפילה of 4 תפוחם, of 10 תפוחם, כדום ההוסה. מכל מוקים חיישין אין הוכר משום דנופל מחמס העקו שמנקחים זה איזה. So the Tiferes Yaakov says, אמור די כפשט אין דס טייסוויס, and he says, זה מחליק דס טייסוויס אין דרוש. He says, טייסוויס means to say that יחייש פוריסק איבורם not because of the fall, and not because you... a hakor that can make a behemoth fool, that hakor can make risik evorim. That's what Tosfos means to say. Not the fool makes risik, he says, if we like the lotion of Tosfos, hochi chashin noch mishim denofor machmas hakor, that means if you have a hakor that can make a nefila, a behemoth can stand on its 2 feet. And if there was such a zetz, that it pushed the behemoth down, the hakor makes the risuk eivorim. Shemenachrim zeh zeh. Omar Rav Menashe. So Rav Menashe said, Hani dichi degan begonvi, en choyshishin mishum risuk eivorim. Now here we're speaking about as follows. There were ganovim that stole elim, and there was a problem, and you had to get them over the roof. I mean, first they got stolen goods, they stole it, it was in a koisel of a chotzer, and they threw it over the roof. And not the roof, over the wall, I mean, there was a wall around the chotzer, they threw it over the wall. So now the shaila is, do I have to clear for risik eivorim? They threw it over a wall, and the wall was 10 tfachim tall. So I have to clear for risik eivorim. Lamai said they... when they threw it over, the Bailum was on the other side already, and okay, so he got the stolen goods, but Al Kaponim, can he shecht it now? That's the Shaila. Do I have to clear for Rissik Eivor? Zit the Gemara Zoy. Hani Dichi de Ganvi Ganvi, Ein Choshishin Mishum Rissik Eivor. You don't have to clear Mishum Rissik Eivor. My time ki shodelohu Amasnayu Shodilu. So look at the picture in the Sichas Chulin. It seems that when they throw it down, Kihechid Lehati Kamayu. That means a ganef has a interest that it should, I mean, he doesn't want this behemoth now to start. He's in a hurry. He wants the behemoth to be able to run. So he throws it down in such a way it will not fall on its back, he'll fall on its rear end. This is nishkevelach. So Mamela, he has an interest to do this. You don't have to be chayish that he did it in a different way. Ki shodilu amasnayu shodilu, keicha delegatu kamayu. So Mamela, we can be samech on this, that it was thrown in an oifen that it would not create risa kebor. Ahatrinu. What happens if the ganev returned it? He returned the stolen goods, but from the other side of the fence, he returned it and he threw it over already. Now, Adrinu, vade chashino. Now he doesn't have any interest to make sure it's focused. He just wants to get rid of the stolen goods. He's returning it back. So and there I cannot rely that the ganef went and threw it properly. He just wanted to give it back. So the Gemara says, "Vahani mili da'adrinu machmas yire." If he gave it back because he's scared they might catch him with the goods, of the police outside, so he throws it back. So lemaise he will be careless how he throws it back. He wants to get it back in the rishus. Avo machmas tshuve, but if he returned it back because he wants to do tshuve, tshuve mal yosohu da'ovdi. Then he wants to do a good tshuve, so I don't have to clear. So he threw it in an oifen that is no risikei borim. I have a shtikel ha'or over here. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, the ganvi ganvi, mashlichan oisam lamala mikosli achotzer neiflum loretz. Amasnayu, amasneyem neiflum vein apochim al gabom, she is sparkle who ye say. There's no shash of risikebom. Adrino derech lamala mina kreiso. Vade chashinid lo ichpislu kol heiche de noflo. But if they want to do tshuve, some emele, then they zicher to it properly. I had a psashtikal ha'orev. Would they be mekayim mitzvahs v'heshivis ha'gzeile if there was risak evol? And b'frat, the way the Beis Halevi says, according to Rashi, it's a mer dikezach, that it's not nikir at all. The treifis is not nikir in the meisles. And you're not allowed to eat it, but it's not nika. So lechayre in the midst of a heishiv is a gzeila. I mean, you need a hezek nika in order to a geizel chametz v'avrav lapeser. He say reish shalach lefanecha because if it's hezek shein a nika, so it's gone. Reish shalach lefanecha. So I was just wondering. So what is the proof? He wants to do tshuva. So he can be mekayim the tshuva with kesarei shalach lefanecha. But could be that is not good. Could be he's a novel b'shus ha'teira. That means he's mitzvah v'heishiv. He's yaitz mitzvah v'heishiv. But that's not called a proper tshuva. I saw in the lotion of the Meiri, says, Mechzirum machmas tshuve ein kan kshashrisot mechavnim heim sheloi lahafsida sheim loi kain ein kan tshuva sheleima. So it could be that's what the Miri wants to come and tell us. Could be out mitzvahs v'heishiv, could be can get away with it. It's v'heishiv v'shigzeilu v'shigozul, not a shinoi. But a tshuva shleima, it's ichizm. Could be that pshat mirin.